Lisa in California is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
I was going to remove, want to remove the linoleum from the bathroom floor, and I was wondering what would be the best material actually using if I should go back to linoleum as opposed to something more durable.
Well, you have so many options today in flooring. Wow. You certainly don't have to use a sheet product like that. You know, you could use laminate flooring, which could look like wood or stone. You could use a wood look tile, which is absolutely beautiful and really, really durable. You could use extruded vinyl plank, which is a newer type of flooring that, again, can look like wood or any other type of plank-like flooring, yet it's completely 100% waterproof. So I would suggest that you might want to take a look at, say, a Lumber Liquidator store or go to the Lumber Liquidator's website. Take a look at all of the new flooring products that are out there that are suitable for bathrooms. And pick something that you really, really are going to enjoy.
Well, I had an idea because I'm trying to do it as inexpensively as possible too. And I thought if I were to maybe just leave the cement and then maybe put kind of a, because then I wouldn't have to get like the products that require for mildew and things like that if I kept it just the cement, right?
Well, the cement's going to absorb the water, and it's going to always feel wet and look wet, and I just don't think it's very comfortable for a bathroom space, especially when you have the potential to fall at times. You know, not that a different flooring is, you know, safer or softer in any other situation. I personally just don't think concrete's a good look for a bath space. There are tiles out there that are made to look like wood. There are ceramic tiles that you can get in a variety of sizes and styles at a really low price point. I think you just have to get out there and start looking and seeing what's available in the budget that you have, and you'll be much happier than leaving the concrete.
The budget will require me to actually get the tools too. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, that's all in the budget, you know, as far as like, because I would have to get a tile cutter and stuff like if I would get the tile too.
Well, I mean, again, you know, if you're going to do tile, yeah, but I would choose something even easier to do like that. Take a look at EVP, extruded vinyl plank, for example, brand new type of flooring, vinyl boards that are absolutely gorgeous. They look just like different types of wood, and they lock together, and they're very easy to cut. So, I mean, there are a lot of options out there, and if you use something like that, you could probably put it right over that linoleum and save yourself the trouble of taking it off.
Oh, that's interesting. But wouldn't I have to put something down as far as for, like, mildew and things like that?
No, these are completely 100% waterproof products. They're designed to stand up to places like that. All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.